is on around Kuma Airport. It's about 8 kilometers of a fence, surmounted with barbed wire. And this is to prevent local populations for many years used to cross from one end of the runway to the other. So to prevent them to cross, because in the past we have missed a lot of accidents like that, where a plane about to land and animals or population are crossing, kids are crossing with water because they went on the other side of the runway to get water. So to prevent it, we decided from the request that was submitted to Monique 3 months back by the local DRC Civil Aviation Authority, so that we can assist them to build that fence. So we have started it. We have already done approximately 2 kilometers, and we hope to finish it in the upcoming weeks.
How much will this cost, and do you think this will add to the security, booster security in the area, especially when recently the M23 rebels made incursions in the area?
Well, according to our technicians, specialists on the matter, including our engineering, this total cost will go around 1.6 million. We have also mobilized our military engineering, who are assisting to clean up hard work of spaces and to also remove tons of waste. 2002 volcano eruption left in that area. So there are also the old cargo crunch and former vehicles that were abandoned by people in the vicinity that we have to remove. So it's a massive, massive undertaking as far as MONUSCO is concerned. We intend to do that so that we can provide some sense of security to Goma's airport.
Will this also help the smooth operation of MONUSCO, especially in Goma and other areas of the country, because of this security bolstered at the airport, putting the security fence and all that? Will this help MONUSCO's operation there?
I believe so. But for MONUSCO, it's first a matter of security. We really want to ensure that we upgrade the security issue of airport, both by population crossing, sometimes animal crossing, or in terms of our flight landing safely, and civilian flight landing also safety. And also, you might recall when M23 entered the town, it was fairly easier for them to go towards the airport because there was no barrier whatsoever at the airport. So this time around, it will be very difficult for anybody to get access to the airport. So for us, it's first a priority in terms of security. Of course, the second priority could be that we wish to win heart of minds of Congolese to see that the mission is not just a mission that is here for security reasons. We also conduct humanitarian assistance to improve living conditions of people of DRC.
Last but not the least question, some people are asking if this is a useful investment for MONUSCO.
It is a wonderful investment for MONUSCO. I mean, investing for security for our flight, for civilian flights, it also goes to the heart of MONUSCO mandate, which is the protection of population. And by investing in terms of security, preventing flight to crash, I believe that there is no better way to invest in protecting civilians than that. And of course, we are also winning the hearts and minds of people. We cannot be in DRC for the past 12 years and we don't get the civilian population to appreciate the kind of assistance we are bringing to them. So for us, we are winning both ways.